If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Lou Manfredini joins us. Lou's to-do list segment is sponsored by PermaSeal Insulation Services at permaseal.net. People must plan on working around the house this weekend because the questions have been coming in fast and furious, Lou.
Let's go
with this one. Lou, I'm having a drain tile put in my basement, and I only get water on one side and a little bit on an adjoining side, and the contractor offered to do those two walls and not the rest. We've never had water in 23 years in the rest of the basement. Would you suggest we do this or we just do the whole thing? I've had four different offers and three out of the four said we should just do the two walls. Oh, and then they said, and he's going to put a sump pump in the two walls since our other sump pump is the direct opposite side of the house.
Here's the thing. Putting drain tile into a basement, you know, if it doesn't exist already, is a big job. It's a messy job, and doing just half of it to me is you're kind of, it's a recipe for disaster, because you start to disturb that soil, you start to move stuff around a little bit, and now, you know, I'm just going to make a number up. Say it costs you $7,000 to do the two sides, and it's $10,000 to do the whole thing. Well, yeah, it's $3,000 more, but if you then get water, right, and you're like going crazy that I got water in the basement, I just spent all this money, and then they come and tell you, well, it's the other two walls, not the ones we did. I just don't think that's the best use of your money. If all you can afford is two, then of course that's what you do. But if you can afford to do the whole thing, that would be my recommendation.
All right. Another says, who can I call to repair old termite damage in a crawl space? Damage is in the soap plate and the rim joist area. I'm getting termite services, but have no idea who will be able to handle fixing this damage. I live in the near western suburbs, Brookfield, Riverside area.
I'm not 100% sure that PermaSeal will. They may, because it is sort of a structural issue where you have to temporarily put a wall in or what's called teleposts to jack up the floor so you can take the sill plate out. If they don't do it, the other people that I would probably contact that probably would be Mega Pros.
All right. Someone said, Lou, 2 weeks ago, someone called saying they had flies in their bathroom, and you told her to spray in the fan and around the window. What was the product you suggested?
It's the product.
Oh, we lost him. I could tell his phone just popped out for a second, so give it a second. Maybe he'll come back here. Oh, Lou, your phone popped out, so repeat whatever
said. It is the same product that I told my son about 2 hours ago. It's called SLA, Sam Lewis Apple, and it's actually a moth spray that smells like cedar, but it also does a lot of different bugs and will do a bunch of different things. It's a very good product, and the key is that when you're spraying this kind of stuff, everybody thinks that, oh, I'm going to spray it once, I'm going to be done. Every other day for a week.
Mm. Okay.
If Lou's phone goes out, I can take it, Lisa.
Oh, I know. You're really wise when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, 100%.
And Lou, since I brought in all my tropicals, all my deck plants last night, I'm sure I'm going to be covered in bugs. Would this work for anything that came in with the plants?
I don't know that. I don't know that you'd spray it on the plants. There is a spray that, Espoma is the maker, and they make an organic insect spray that you can put on plants that won't harm the plant, but will kill the insects. And if you want to use something, and it's organic, but another organic that you could use that will control the bugs is neem oil. And you can buy that in a spray bottle and spray the plants, and it does very good job on bugs on plants.
Lisa, if I could real quickly, Lisa had a call or a text a few weeks ago, said they soaked their mom for 45 minutes and it didn't help.
That was the best.
their mom.
No one knew what you were talking about. I said, I saw it on Channel 9. I think he meant your mom.
Your mom. And yeah. And
yes. Yeah. Right. Right. Exactly. Sounds like a speed joke to me.
Yeah. We've got somebody on line one. What's your question for Lumi and Ferdini? Hello?
Hi. I had my... Hello?
Yep. Go ahead, love. You're on with Lou.
I had my furnace cleaned, serviced the other day, and they took out the 4-inch filter, air filter. There's all kinds of white powder. It's almost like a powdered calcium on it. Do you have any idea what or where that is?
Do you have a whole house humidifier?
There's a humidifier on the furnace, yeah, April air.
Right, right. So it could be a byproduct of your whole house humidifier, and when they did the service, if they hopefully changed the filter on your whole house humidifier, if that's clogged and you live in an area with high calcification, that could be going through your system, and the cold air return could be drawing that in as it circulates through the system. Make sure that the humidifier filter is replaced and it's clean and running properly. Replace the filter and keep an eye on it and see if that solves the problem.
Lou, thank you so much for joining us. As you can imagine, there are more questions that will go unanswered because we have another guest lined up, and you've got a show
no
Saturday
problem.
Morning, so you'll be able
for
to...
4 hours. I'm happy to... Here's a little trick, Lisa.
Yeah?
Between 6 and 6:30, I've got all kinds of open lines, so if you wake up early, you can get your question asked and go back to bed.
Fantastic. We'll be listening and calling. Thanks, Lou.
Bye-bye.